Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Independence Day weekend, probably the most popular for outdoor grilling, and says the Kentucky Beef Council's Kaya Twisselman, the burger is still the biggie, and she has a few ideas on that.
There's definitely a few different options when you go to the grocery store. When we're cooking burgers, we definitely recommend an 80-20, 80 lean to 20% fat ratio, just because that ratio really helps that beef stick together. That fat works as a binding agent. If you want to go with a leaner ground beef, like a 93-7, something you can do to help that stick together a little better is add in some breadcrumbs or maybe even an egg, and it'll kind of help that stick together if you're looking to focus on eating more of those lean cuts.
And with whatever you choose for the grill, there's no reason not to look for a bargain.
When you go to your grocery store, definitely check out that manager's meat case. It's usually the stuff that's marked down, and if you see something that might be a little discolored, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's bad. So what I like to do is definitely check out what's on sale first. Look for what is in maybe family packs. It's a good way to save some money. And one of our favorite cuts of beef, if you're trying to be a little more economical, is the flank steak. It's a cut of beef that a lot of people don't always think about, and it's one that can really feed a lot of people with just one cut.
And from burger cooking tips to recipes for trying something new, she says go online to KentuckyBeefRecipes.com. We'll be right back.
I couldn't get work opportunities without a high school diploma.
And I said, it's time for me to go back to school, get my GED, and further my education.
It was a feeling that I cannot explain. Once I received that GED, I decided to keep going to college and do something.
My son and I, we are stable. I pay the bills. I'm able to do all that because I got my GED.
Kentucky Adult Education, your future starts here. Contact your local Kentucky Adult Education Center today to begin building skills for credentials, college, and career. This ad sponsored by Kentucky Adult Education.
We're back with the Kentucky Beef Council's Kaya Twisselman on the big July 4th grilling weekend and the popularity of burgers. One tip for knowing when to flip them is to wait. Wait for the juices to rise on top.
Everybody's grills are going to be a little bit different, so some of them are going to be a little hotter than others, so it kind of depends on what you're working with. But again, a great way to know when you want to flip your burger, a lot of people want to play with their patties and continue to flip it because they're impatient. We're all guilty of it. But if you are grilling your burger, set your burger on the grill and let it do its thing. Leave for a few minutes, come back, and once those juices start to pool at the top, that's a good indication that it's ready to flip over to the other side.
She also recommends against pressing down on that burger with your spatula. That doesn't speed cooking, it just lets the flavorful juices escape. And online, check out KentuckyBeefRecipes.com. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.